email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I was talking just in the opener there about adult-themed parties, and I was being a little bit judgmental about adults having Disney-themed or Shrek parties or whatever. But this is a great idea. Michelle from Tallaght, I had a Debs theme for my 50th. That's a brilliant idea. I'm a similar vintage, and Debs were only starting to happen when we were graduating from school, and she didn't have, her school didn't have a Deb. So that's a brilliant idea, Michelle. Full seal of approval. Make it, and everybody has to wear floor-length gowns and capes. There you go. They'll really love you for that. Now, there's a story in the papers today about how good it feels to declutter and how freeing it can be to give away the stuff in your house that you no longer use. So now I'm joined by Anne-Marie Kingston from White Sage Decluttering in Clonakilty, County Cork. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm very good. Clonakilty in County Cork, you lucky thing. What a beautiful part of the world.
I know. What a beautiful part of the country to live in.
Oh, beautiful. How's your weather? Just checking.
Lovely today, actually. Very nice. Very humid, but it's drying. Look, the sun is trying to peep through in between the clouds, but lovely otherwise.
It's doing its best, isn't it, for us all today?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all accumulate stuff over time. Why are we so prone as the human? Why do we hold on to stuff for so long? What's that about?
I suppose, Brendan, what happens is, you see, everything in our house has a memory. It has an attachment. We have association with it and a connection. So we're very slow to let go. So it's like, I can't throw that out. That was mam's, that was granny's. You know, it's even down to, I go into homes and it's like, no, that shirt was from a first date. It was from an interview for a job I got. You know, everything has a memory attached. But unfortunately, as I always say, you know, we can only take the memories with us to the next world, and we can't take these actual things with us.
Yeah.
So if you can, if you're not ready to let go, that's where then you can find it very hard to part with things, and you accumulate a lot of stuff. But then I suppose if I go back another level, Brendan, as well, like, you know, you must remember from our parents' time, they had very little, so they minded everything. Mm-hmm. So we kept everything just in case it'll come in handy. We've all heard those expressions growing up in the homes, and I don't know, is it just an Irish thing? But like, we hold on to everything just in case. But then it comes to, I suppose, to a point, okay, how much can our house actually
take?
Hold?
Yeah.
Yes. You've
touched a few very interesting points there. First of all, the process is different for everyone. You must see that,
yes.
Right? And it's at people at different stages of life as well. And
yep.
Also people who... So I do a show called Keys to Your Life, and the people who take part in it and really enjoy it are people who've made peace with the past.
Yes.
So they're not haunted by the past anymore. And I think when we hold on to physical things that represent something in life, we're still yearning for that thing, or we're still in a, you know, it's very important to us that we haven't moved away from it yet.
Yes, absolutely. And it is. And it is a process, and decluttering is a continuous process that you have to work on. You know, we have to work on, I suppose, our clutter. And as you said there as well, Brendan, we have to work and do inner work on ourselves as well with it, because, you know, we are holding on to something, you know, for some reason, whatever the attachment is. And then it comes to a point saying, you know what, you just have to let go, because we know when we all declutter, Brendan, and for your listeners out there,
I'm a big fan.
How freeing it is and how liberating it is to let go. And I suppose, look, that's what I've been doing for the last 30 plus years, you know. And
there's something I want to pick up on you there as well, which is interesting, is that our grandparents, my grandfather had one suit. It was on the back door. My grandmother had the good dress for the mass and a hat, you know, and they'd one set of Delph because it was expensive. And then commercialization happened, and we could get our generation. I think I'm the first generation that could have anything they wanted whenever they wanted, because everything became really cheap. And so these two worlds collided. So you end up people like me just buying everything and keeping everything. So we got these.
Yes.
So we're coming from a time when accessibility to everything we wanted happened overnight, really. So we've got these houses full of stuff we don't need, really, don't we?
Full of stuff. And you see, the thing is, what I see, I suppose, because I travel nationwide here in Ireland, I'm doing here in Clonakilty, I travel nationwide with my services. But like, you know, it's, or the houses are getting bigger. So like, obviously, there's more storage, so you can close the door on it.
Yeah.
And it's out of sight, out of mind.
That's it. Okay, so we acknowledge that we are victims of the past, and that it's not our fault we bought loads of stuff we don't need. We've also acknowledged that we need to do the inner work to move on from things and let things go. And my mother was a great declutterer. She'd do a spring clean, you know, and you'd obviously hear my daddy go, no, did you throw that out? You'd get rid of stuff. She'd send it off to the charity shop or whatever. So I come from a family of knowing the freeing of that. What's your golden rule when you're looking at something and you're looking at a room? Where do we start, first of all?
I suppose, where do we start? It's a good question. I'd always say, I know, and it'll differ in every house, right? But I'd always say, you know, if the kitchens and the bedrooms are cluttered, they're two great places. Why? Because we spend so much time in there. The kitchen is the hub, as we know, of the house. It's where the cooking is done. It's where we prep the food. It's where we come together as a family. Celebrations, you know, there's milestones. You know, there's could be good news, bad news, arguments. It's the hub of the home. So that's where, you know, where that really needs to work. And I always say then there's a ripple effect as I'm here to clutter with a client here in Clonakilty today.
Are you? Like, are you actually doing it right now?
I just jumped into my bed. So like there's a ripple effect. So like the utility, like I always say the kitchen and the utility need to work together. Then the utility and the hot press need to work together. You need to go in under the bonnet really, Brendan, and see what's working, what's not working. Because if you can't clear your countertops, you need to go in underneath and see what is inside under that cupboard that you have not used in the last 12 to 18 months and start letting go. And I suppose, you know, utilising your space correctly. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about utilising what you have. No skips. I've never had skips. I've only had one client who ever had skips involved in decluttering. I'm all about rehoming, sustainability, you know, repurpose, because, you know, I work very closely with the charity shops in my own local area here in Clonakilty and world and nationwide, as well as the charity, the recycling centres. These should be your two best friends, the recycling centre and the charity.
So if you haven't used something in the last 12 to 18 months, you ask yourself, am I using it? Do I love it? Do I really need it?
Basically, yes. And you will have exceptions like, for instance, God forbid, you know, we keep the bits and pieces for a funeral just in case it pops up.
Yeah.
You know, there will be occasional items that we will use from time to time.
Yeah.
But I suppose, look, there's only a handful. But you really need to just knuckle down and see exactly, again, like, what are you physically using? And, you know, because we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
We'll buy all these little gimmicks and bits and pieces, but we'll still go back and revert back to the original items we used first day.
So a texter just in, thank you so much for talking about this topic. It's so difficult to get on top of the clutter. What are your tips from your guest for just starting off? Much appreciated. So just getting, so you, I can imagine it, you've had a full house, maybe a couple of kids, 5 or 6 kids, loads of stuff still there. People are going, moving off to work or go back to college or go work in the summer somewhere. And all of a sudden you're left with a house full of stuff that you don't know what to do with. Where do you start? As you said, you pick the kitchen or the utility room. Would you start small, or would you say start in the utility room?
I'd always say like the kitchen. So the kitchen is a great place. First of all, start with the food cupboard.
Oh.
Food, because you'll be surprised the amount of
stuff.
I say it every time. They'd be like, I'd be like, when did you do your food cupboard last? I'm like, oh, I did at Christmas. But I will still find sneaky mixed herbs from 1992 in the back of the cupboard, Brendan. And they're like, oh, how's that there? You know, so like, it's really like just going back and saying, literally, you physically have to handle every single thing. You're touching everything.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, like, you have to declutter, but the other part of that is you have to have organizational systems. And that's what I put in for clients, is because if you don't have organizational systems, you're back to square one the next day. You have to have organizational systems.
Okay, so you open, say, the double food press, the standard one. Do you open that and do you take everything out, clean the inside of the press, and then start to look at everything that's there and see what goes out and what goes in?
So see what's gone off, check what food you're using. There'll be food, you know, that you would have bought, or the kids kind of, you know, oh, ma'am, I don't eat that anymore. Grand, perfect, rehome, but if it's still in date. Again, going through your crockery, how much crockery do you need? I was with a client lately now, and she had a press full of lunchboxes and beakers. All her kids are gone.
They're gone
to college. They're gone to the next part of their journey.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm done with lunchboxes. They were gone.
What she should do is give them all a little bag of lunchboxes each the next time they visit. There you go.
There you go.
Little gift.
So it's really just seeing what is being physically used. Yeah. As I say, you know what's going in the dishwasher day in, day out. Same with the washing machine.
So I always say this, so I've done various similar jobs, mostly in wardrobes, right? And so a woman will have, typically a woman will have a dress that she wore to a wedding once under the dry cleaning plastic in the back of the cupboard.
Yes.
Like, get rid of it. If it doesn't bring you joy, if every time you look at that and you think, when I lose a stone, I'm going to wear that again, just get rid of it. But I love what you're saying here. It's like, there's a danger of moving stuff into a bag if the bag doesn't get taken out of the house. The bag can sit there as well.
That's the other part. And that's what I see a lot as a professional declutterer and organiser, is the black bag gets moved around the house, Brendan. So it'll, And I'm saying you have to get that black bag open.
Everyone knows what you're
hours.
Talking about. It's so familiar. You put the and you put it, then you put it in the hall one day, and next month someone's coming over, and you take it back and you put it into the bedroom again. Yeah, you move the black bag.
And then there's an NCT, and then oh, feck it, I have an NCT, and it'll come back out of the car and back. So it's literally like, oh my God. Yeah. You have to get it to the charity shop. Use the charity bins. The charity bins are open once a week. They're taken to a depot. They go through what's to sell, what's for what they can sell, and it's divided into like resale and for recycling. So like use your charity shops and use your charity bins.
And what kind of people hire you to declutter?
I'd have clients, Brendan, from the age of 24 up to the 80s.
Really?
To be quite honest. Yeah. Because again, I suppose what's coming up, the biggest thing is the overwhelm. They're stuck. They don't know where to start.
Yeah.
They're frustrated. It's all these emotional feelings are coming up, but they just can't do it on their own. They need physical support where I literally go in, we roll up the sleeves together and we get stuck in. I transform a space, if not two spaces, in the 6 hours that I'm there. And I take away all your clutter to both charity shops and recycling on your behalf on the same day.
You sound like you love your job.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yes. And I wouldn't consider it a job, to be quite honest, Brendan.
Yeah,
I don't.
I get a big rush out of organising things and cleaning. I love nothing makes me happier than wiping a hard surface. I'm telling you now.
Yes.
I love it. Love it. And I just love that it's people who maybe have a bit of change in their lives. Maybe it could be a new baby or it could be a bereavement. It could be just a big change or even a new job. They just need to change things up in their home to make things more smooth for them. Is that it?
Yeah. And I suppose, look, we're clutter. I suppose, look, when we moved in, and this is what I see a lot, when we moved into our house first day, none of us had clutter. No.
Yeah.
Kids have a lot to deal with because there's a lot of stuff coming with kids and equipment and all that carry on. But usually what happens and what I see, I suppose, firsthand is life events happen and it could be the arrival of a baby or multiple babies into the house. Sickness then could follow with that. There could be surgery. I have a lot of clients who are going through cancer treatment, you know, and because you know, they're physically not able to, they're only doing the basics.
Yes, of course.
As a result, then you see the clutter start to build up.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have a lot of people who are going through divorce, separation, there's a breakdown in relationships. You know, again, I would have had clients over the years who would have got married, changed jobs, moved county, got married, and never had time, I suppose, to process all those moves, these life events in their life.
Yeah.
And then emotional shopping kicked in.
And in you come, white sage decluttering.
Then I come in and I transform their lives forever.
In your big white cape and your spray bleach and your cloth, and everyone's cleaned up and cluttered, decluttered. A great chatting to you. You're called White Sage Decluttering, Clonakilty, County Cork. Anne-Marie Kingston, thanks so much and best of luck with everything else. Yeah, lovely chatting to you. Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.